Sorry, Rabbi Saiba, Baruch Hashem, it's been Simcha v'Simcha, Baruch Hashem. Several Simchas a night. I even made it to that one that you tried to get me. I got there eventually. Okay. Final phase of Yetzias Mitzrayim is discussed in this week's parasha, and the Mefarshim already aim it on the beginning of the parasha. When you go to Parshas Ve'era, and Hashem sends Moshe to Paray, it follows the same pattern of what was from the beginning. When Hashem revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu in the snare, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to Moshe and he tells him, Lech Shuv Mitzrayimo, that was after he got it, after he got the tzivui, Lech V'asafto. It's always lech. You should go. Or lechoveh shalchacho. That goes from the beginning. From the onset. Lechoveh shalchacho paray. It's always sending Moshe to paray. This week's parasha, everything changes. Even in Parshas Ve'era, it says, boy, Hashem says, come to me. And then he says, daber al paray. This week's parasha starts with a different phrase. The phrase is, boy al paray, come to paray. It's not leich al paray, it's not lechove shalchacho. It's not boy, come to me, daber al paray. It's boy al paray. So there's all different approaches. The Shem Yishmul has a beautiful pshat later on, why it says boy al paray as a whole, to take the klipas out of Mitzrayim. He has the whole idea with his father, Avnei Nezer, a beautiful pshat. I share with you a different idea of what I think this final Yetziyah Mitzrayim is. Paray tells Moshe Rabbeinu, after Makas Arben Choshech, Paray tells Moshe Rabbeinu as follows. He calls Vayikra Paray al Moshe. It sounds like he's finally resigned. L'chu ivdu es Hashem. Go. And this time he really means it. Go. Rak tzaynachem ubekarachem yutzak. That's all. Moshe says, gamato titen biyodenu. He says, that's not enough. He says, v'gam meknenu yelech imonu. Moshe says, we're taking everything. We're going to take everything. At that point, Paray changes his mind. He shomer lecho al toisef rois ponai. Ki biyoim rois choponai tomus. That's the end. So this is the end of the diplomacy. Till now there was some level of diplomacy, even though if you look through the Medrashim, wasn't so diplomatic. Paray wasn't so diplomatic with Moshe. He coined phrases at him before that he'll kill him and he'll live. Wasn't very geschmack. But this is the end of the diplomacy. Paray tells Moshe Rabbeinu, that's it. Come back again. Ki biyom roischa. Moshe says, Kein dibarta. Lo osif od rois ponecha. This is quite a bit of chutzpah here, what Moshe is saying. You know, he sort of throws it right back at him, which is contradictory with everything we had till now, where Hashem keeps on telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, when you go to power, you have to give him kavod melachim. He's a king. You have to treat him like a king. Everything is done in a formal way. Here, Moshe basically tells Paray, yeah, taka, you're not going to see me anymore. King dibart. All of a sudden, Hashem comes in the palace and gives him the final dictate from which to Paray, which is going to be Yetzias Mitzrayim. And this goes to Vayomer Moshe. Moshe never comes back again. Moshe Taka never comes back to Paray again. This is the end. Moshe now at the same time tells Pari the final market. So everybody asks, all the Mepharshim ask this question. How did Hashem come to Moshe in the palace? What? You have to leave the city, even the Davin. Every time Moshe Rabbeinu had to Davin, he had to leave the city. He couldn't daven in the city. He had to leave the city. How is it that now Moshe Rabbeinu gets a Gilui Shechina? Forget that he davens, he talks to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. The Shechina comes to him in the palace. Now you can imagine the Avodah Zorah of Paris Palace. He himself was an Avodah Zorah. What's going on? This is against all the rules that we had till now. That Hashem can't even reveal to him in the country. He has to leave the city. What happened? Not only that, ultimately, this is Yitzchias Mitzrayim. Vayom Hashem al Moshe achodesh az alochem, comes the Medrash HaGadol and says that this Amiri, even though it says Vayetzei Paray Bechori Av, he walked out of Paray, Hashem continued to talk to him. So it comes out, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, we also, Moshe also got that envoy while he was still in the city. Till now, nothing. Moshe couldn't even turn to Hashem. Mitzrayim is so tumor that Moshe can't even turn to Hashem and say, get rid of the frogs. He has to leave the city to say, get rid of the frogs. Please get rid of the frogs. Can't do it in the city. He has to leave the city. Now, the Shechina comes to him in the palace, and the mitzvah Rishayna, that we got as Klal Yisrael, Chodesh Hazeh Lochem, which is according to Rav Yitzchok, should have been the first mitzvah, the first thing in the Torah. That was Rav Yitzchok's kasha, right? That the whole Torah should have started with Chodesh Hazeh Lochem. The very first mitzvah, the most important mitzvah we have, that was told to Moshe in the city of Mitzrayim. Basically, if you want to be poetic about it, Matan Torah happened in the city of Mitzrayim. Mitzvah Rishayna of Matan Torah happened in Mitzrayim. It's a mamish Merafei Zigra. So much so that it's Merafei Zigra that the Medrash Tanchuma says that the reason why the Torah was given in the Midbar is because the Midbar was something that was clean and pure. There's no tumah there, there's no Averis there, there's no Gezel there. The Midbar is perfectly clean. Sometimes when you leave Yerushalayim, when you go to Yam HaMelech, that whole trip to Yam HaMelech, and you go mamish through the desert. And if you ever, I don't know if you ever get out of the car there, there's places where you can go off the road and see where they fought in all the wars. They have those bunkers that you can look through where they fought in 1948. You look around that area, there's a certain tahara. You know what I mean? There's nothing there. You feel like a shtickle bris oil. It's Eretz Yisrael. And there's nothing. There's no tumah. It's mamish. It looks like this was Bereshis Bo'ali Kibbutz HaShemayim Bezorot. That's where Hashem wanted to give the Torah, says the Tanchuma. Where there's no gzela, where there's no... So not only Avodah Zorah is off limits, obviously, but the Eibishter doesn't even give the Torah in the city at all. The Eibishter picks a midbar that's pure beyond all levels of purity. And yet, the mitzvah Rishayna of this holy Torah that the Eibishter can only give us in the desert, the mitzvah Rishayna is given either in the palace or in the city of Mitzrayim, with all the Avodah Zorah, with all the Tumah, that Moshe couldn't even talk to Hashem in that city. And all of a sudden now, the Eibishter doesn't stop talking to him. The Eibishter is just going on and on with Moshe Rabbeinu in the palace. And like I said, here is a vikuach, whether this happened in the palace. Vayetzei, if he left just the room, or he left the whole palace, he was still continuously talking to him. This is in Mitzrayim. So obviously the Choriyaf was an expression. Like we say, Hashem Moloch Geus Lovesh. It's a Lovish, exactly. Okay. And now we get all the mitzvahs of Mitzrayim. The Eibishter gives a mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh, which is the first mitzvah. And from there, everything follows. Which also needs clarity. Why is Kiddush HaChodesh the introduction to Yetzias Mitzrayim? Till today it is. Till today, Kiddush HaChodesh. We start off with Parshas HaChodesh. That's how we start off Chodesh Nissan. Parshas HaChodesh. And Rish Chodesh is. Go through the mitzvah of matzah. I'm not going to go through this. This is a parashas Ein Lo Seif. I don't want to make this into Shabbos HaGod. But the matzah, we go through the matzah. The mitzvah of the matzah, the Eibishter tells us, is like this. He says that we should have the matzahs. And he says that the matzahs have to be in such a way that there's no chametz. No chametz. Shivas Yomim, first of all. Payem HaRishayim. Ushmartem es ha-matzahs. The matzahs have to be watched. Comes the Gemara. The Gemara says there's a din of lishma. You only yate in the mitzvah of matzah if you the matzahs were designated in l'shem matzahs mitzvah. And it needs shimur. So the Rambam explains, what does it mean it needs watch? Of course it needs to be watched. If it can't be chometz, you got to watch it. If you don't watch it, it's going to be chometz. In other words, once the Torah says it's got to be, it can't be chometz. You know you got to watch it. That's, by definition, that's how the dough doesn't become chometz, by watching it. So the Rambam comes, and the Rambam says, V'tzorich odom li'zoel, with the matzah that he eats the night of Pesach, shelo yehei bo shum chimutz klal, which means, especially in the time of Chazal, they were very proficient and very knowledgeable in the halachas of chometz, and you wouldn't even believe what they did in the time of Chazal. In the time of Chazal, for Pesach, they went to the market and they bought dough from Goyim. Imagine today. A person goes out of Pesach to Costco, and he buys a bag of dough for Pesach. You look at the guy, he's completely bonkers. You look at the guy's meshuge. It's hard to envision that in less than 2,000 years, what has happened. But Chazal tells us, "Pitzeka shel nachri, a dough of a guy, odom emalik chesamayim by the seder." Imagine you go to a hotel for Pesach. I mean, you can't even imagine such a thing. Imagine you go to a hotel for Pesach, and they bring out first. They bring the Shmur Matzah comes later. First, we're bringing out the pitzeka shel nachri. These are the doughs that the goyim made. But it's okay. It's nishkefalach. We're not being yotze matzahs mitzvah. The Gemara says, first fill yourself on that. And then, I can just imagine my father. have some Pesach Shal Nochrim. Pesach Shal Nochrim, as I state. People today, if the cleaning lady walked into the room where you have your Shmur Matzah, you get nervous. Did she touch the box? Did she go near the water? The cleaning lady made dough, and she says, here, Tayyare, take the dough. Special for Pesach. The time of Chazal, because they were mumchim. They were able to look at the dough and see if it's chometz. So cracks, and swelling, whatever the simonim of chometz were, which means something could wait more than 18 minutes and not be chometz. 18 minutes means that within 18 minutes it doesn't become chometz. But you can have something that's much, much more than 18 minutes old, it's not chometz. So then they were bekiyim. They were able to do that. Okay? So the Torah gave a mitzvah shmarta masamatzah. What you have for the Seder, the Rambam says it shouldn't even come core of lechimut. It can't even come close. That means there's a mitzvah, matzah's mitzvah. Not only shouldn't it be chometz, but it shouldn't even be something that got close to becoming chometz. Didn't even get close to becoming chometz. So the obvious question is, right? So why did the Torah give you a mitzvah to make it with water? Why didn't the Torah tell you to make the matzah without water? Make it with juice? According to the way we hold, may Paris is a machmitzim. With juice, it won't become chometz. Or make it with some other min. Instead of using the chamisha minim, use something else. But what did the Torah say? No. Conditionally, in order to be yotze matzah, it has to be able to become chometz. Modern zach. The only way you yotze matzah is if it's able to become chometz. If it can't become chometz, no good. You think that wouldn't mean that's the best matzah imaginable. It has its immunity. It has its shots. It's chometz shots. Can't become chometz. It's gewaldig. That should be the best matzah imaginable. Not only is it not the best, it's not even the worst. It's not a matzah. In order to be a matzah, in order to qualify to be a matzah, it has to be able to become chometz, and then das the mishugivel, and it shouldn't become chometz. Go crazy. And the more crazy you go, the better it is, but it can't be. I remember I was by Ramot Chashwab, Zecha Tzadik Uvrocha, Mamashah, Chovetz Chaim. And I remember I was there at Pesach, visiting when I was a bocha yet. So he had his box of hand matzah. He had it on top of a bag. On top there was a tablecloth, and then there was a towel on top of the tablecloth, and another like velvet thing that said matzah mitzvah. And on top, and I asked him, what do you have all these layers for? He said he saw by the Birka Shmuel. He knew he was by the Birka Shmuel, Baruch Ber. He said the Birka Shmuel had it that way. He says, and he asked the Birka Shmuel my question, why do you have the matzah? And the Birka Shmuel said, Shmatim es matzahs. Just got to keep on watching it. You know, beyond seichel. Okay? So why didn't the Torah just say, make it out of something that can't become chometz? That would be the best. Right? If we were writing it, that's what we would say. What goes through the whole Gantz of Chazarai for? Make it out of something that can't become chometz. Not only that, if something is usher, there's a whole discussion in Chazal. If something's already usher for a different reason, and now else the din of ein iser chalal iser, it can't become chometz. It's also a problem. Has the mamish be able to become chometz? It's a pelot mamish marafis here. Okay. Now, just one last question. It's a very similar question. The Eibishter to put us into golus. Put us into golus. Golus has tremendous nesiyanus. We just made it out of Mitzrayim. We mamish just made it out. At that moment, if we wouldn't have left when we left, according to what Chazal tell us, it's not the pshat we would have never left. Hashem would have kept his word. But we would have been broken forever. That's why he uses a lashon mishubadim. It doesn't say, we would still be there. No, Hashem would have taken us out. He would have kept his word. But mishubadim ayinu. So Rabbi Anderson Eibishter says, what does a shibud mean? Shibud means you still have a connection. We would have still been. So we just made it out by the skin of our teeth. We made it out. Out of Mitzrayim. So Chazal tell us, how do we go down to Memtesh Sharitim? How do we go down so low? How do we end up in such a low madrega? So of course, Golus breaks a person. And of course, slavery breaks a person. But above all, we don't sufficiently appreciate that the Golus Mitzrayim, we were in the Ervas Ha'aretz. You know what that means? We were in the worst possible country that you could be in. That means the Shiva Amimim were terrible. Terrible. But the Shiva Amimim is garnished compared to the Mitzrayim. Chazal call Mitzrayim Ervas Ha'aretz. The worst, morally, the worst country imaginable. There are different madrigas of a morality. The Pope Nebuch was giving a drasha, and they had in all the news stations, there was a protest in front of the Pope, in case you want to know where the generation is holding, and the people taking off their clothing. Women. That was the protest. What?
They were women.
Okay, I didn't have to go that far. But this is in front of the Pope. I'm saying that there's no, you know, Mitzrayim was Ervas Ha'aretz. That you're talking about. So we were there. So, did you ever think about it? Why did the Eibishter put us there for? We had to be in Golus. Put us in the Eidler country. Man. Put us in the Eidler country where we don't have to. The Eibishter put us into a country that was the worst country imaginable. That there was spiritual. I'm talking about spiritually speaking. There was no country that was worse than Mitzrayim. That's where the Eibishter puts us. What's the pshat in that? What's the explanation? So the truth is, I guess that means Meir. Sounds like Meir. Huh? You see, that's better than the hat. I have to say, that's more powerful than any hat. What time is it?
Time for Moshe.
Okay, time for Moshe. Anyway. Okay, so we'll just wrap it up. Lamaisa, the tachlos of Yetzias Mitzrayim wasn't for that time. And that's the reason why we find that the mitzvah of Schiris Yetzias Mitzrayim is b'chol dor v'dor. In every generation, a person has to re-experience Yetzias Mitzrayim. Which means that Yetzias Mitzrayim, the purpose, and that's the only reason why it's there, meaning all the nisim that we had, if Hashem wouldn't have done it then, we would be in Gehak Tzoros. Ilu lo yitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mordechai v'Esther, b'yimei HaChashverosh, we would have been gone. Even worse. Even worse. The Gemara says in Megillah, Hashem me'avdus l'cheir samuin and shirim, y'misa l'mo, right? The Gemara Megillah daf yudalad. Which means that the whole salvation in the time of Mordechai v'Esther, physically speaking, was a greater salvation than Mitzrayim. The Gemara says that's why there's a Kal V'Chomer that you have to say Hallel. You should have to say Hallel on Purim, because even Me'avdus L'Cheres we said Hallel, right? So why is it that Davka by Pesach, the mitzvah is to relive it? And the answer, I believe, is very simple. The purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim wasn't just for the time, for now. The purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to give a Jew everlasting strength to remove Ushvor Ola Goyim Me'al Tzavarenu. It was to give the Jews everlasting ability to wherever they will be, wherever this nation will be able to be a free nation, to be Am Yisrael. That was the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It wasn't for now only. It was Atzayf. So the Eibishter put us into a land which reflected the tumah that we have today in the world. He put us into Erev Haaretz, the worst imaginable land. And Moshe Rabbeinu took us out from there. And in doing that, created in us the strength, the ability to release ourselves from any spiritual ghost that we will ever be in. Chayiv Odom Liris Asatzmi. You have a chiyuv to take that strength that was given to us in Yetzias Mitzrayim and use it in your generation, wherever you are. And in every generation, there's O HaGoyim. There's a spiritual golus that we're in. The physical golus we can't take care of. The Eibishter, when he decides to be Goyal Yisrael, will be redeemed. We can't do it ourselves without the Rabbanu Shalom. There's a spiritual golus that we're in. And we always have to have the ability to free ourselves from that spiritual golus. And the Eibishter gave us the kelim to release ourselves from the worst spiritual goals, where he put us in Mitzrayim. And from there he freed us. From there he gave us the tools to free us. No Jew can ever say, you know what, I'm living in a place that I can't ask. Not Shaykh. It is Shaykh. In whatever door you're living in, you can unleash yourself. And this is where we reached when we left Mitzrayim. The reason why the Shekhinah can't come when there's Avdei Avodah Zarah is not because of Avodah Zarah. The reason why the Shekhinah can't come is because you're connected to that Avodah Zarah. If you're completely disconnected from the Avodah Zarah, then the Eibishter could come to you wherever you are. So as long as Klai Yisrael was still linked to Mitzrayim, the Shekhinah couldn't come to Moshe when there was Avodah Zarah there. Because we were connected to those Avodah Zarahs. But now that the time has come, now that Pari said, now it ended. Now the connection between the Jews and Pari ended. Now we reached a level where we were no longer linked to Pari and to the Mitzrayim. Now the Shekhinah came in the palace to Moshe. That's the ultimate freedom. The ultimate freedom is when the Yidden Golus releases himself from the clutches, the spiritual clutches of the Goyim. And that's why the first mitzvah was given in the city with all the Avodah Zarahs to show us HaChodesh HaZalachim. We could renew ourselves even no matter what kind of goals we're in. And that was the introduction to the Torah. Hashem therefore told Moshe, Boy, O Pari, you could come into Pari. Now Hashem was able to say, you could be in by Paroi, boy or Paroi, and you're still free. Chometz is the same thing. Chometz is symbolic of all averus. Chazal called the Yetzer Hara, the Sa'ara Shabisa, right? Chometz represents Ra, right? The job Pesach, the freedom of Pesach, is that in the Ra to be free. That's why it's made out of things that could be chometz. That's our freedom. Our freedom is that this chometz is right here, but it's not chometz. Everything is right here. The Moreh is in the Korach there. The Moreh, everything is right here. That's the Cheiros of Mitzrayim. The Cheiros of Yetzias Mitzrayim is not as much Cheiros from Mitzrayim, but Cheiros in Mitzrayim. Yeah, then we left. And that's why it's true we got the Torah in the Midbar. But the first lesson we got was that even when we're in Mitzrayim, we can make ourselves into a Midbar. Even in Mitzrayim. And that is, I think, the resonating point of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And again, that's the reason, if you look at so many elements of Pesach, there are so many stiras with the matzah and the morrow, there are so many different contradictions. The emes is the fact that we have the mitzvah of matzah today. Without the korban Pesach is a pella. The real mitzvah is Pesach, matzah, morah. The Gemara says, really, now that we don't have the korban Pesach, so the matzah shouldn't be deraisa. The Gemara says, no, there's another pasuk. Prayer of Techlu matzah said, yeah, good, so we have a pasuk, but what's the svara? You know what the svara is? The svara is the Pesach represents physical gula. When you're out. Right? The matzah, the freedom of the matzah, the ruchniyus freedom, is even when you don't have the Korban Pesach. Even when you're in Golos and you don't have the physical freedom of the Korban Pesach, you still have the freedom of the matzah. That's the aside. Okay, stop. Exactly. Same form. It was good. Otherwise, I would just keep on going. It was Givaldi. That's why I'm sorry. That's good.